This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. And we both welcome you back yet again to NewWorldNextWeek.com. Of course, James and I have both taken a little bit of time off this summer, but the summer is over. It's now September 8th, and we are back on New World Next Week. And again, thanks to ParadigmShift.tv, who help rebroadcast these shows. And to all of you people who have blogs, websites, Facebook pages, any of those things that we can kind of use organically to spread this kind of information. James, we are, of course, now just 4 mere days away from the 10th anniversary of that catalyzing catastrophic event that you and I both talked about on multiple occasions was our awakening event to the real world events of what has really been going on. And once you discover the truth and the questions about 9/11, that sends you to reading about and learning about the food and the media and the money and all of those things. So, James, I think, again, we know it's not all about 9/11 anymore, but we want to focus exclusively on anniversary-related events on this episode of New World Next Week. So, briefly, from the Associated Press, our first story, FBI, DHS warn of small plane terror attacks ahead of 9/11 anniversary. Oh, threats, I should say. The FBI and Homeland Security have issued a nationwide warning about al-Qaeda threats to small airplanes just days before the anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks. Authorities say there is no specific or credible terrorist threat for the 10-year anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon, but they've stepped up security across America as a precaution. According to a 5-page law enforcement bulletin issued last Friday, September 2nd, as recently as early this year, al-Qaeda was considering ways to attack airplanes. The alert issued ahead of the summer's last busy travel weekend before Labor Day here in the States said terrorists have considered renting private planes and loading them with explosives. James, I couldn't find a copy of this mythical 5-page bulletin, but I do have a link to the head of the Stasi. That would be Napolitano. But before I tie in some of the other related flashback and contextual kind of information, what's your take on this first story?
Well, on the note of trying to find some of this mythical information, how about their treasure trove of documents that they got from Bin Laden's fortress compound in Abbottabad? I thought that showed that they were planning train derailments or some other such thing for 9/11 this year, which is why they're going to start using TSA at the train stations. I mean, it's just, the fear-mongering never ends, never, ever ends.
And they say, you know, you should be afraid, but about specifically what we can't really say. And as again, we've always noted, they use the terror events to ratchet up the controls. But when the threat or the danger subsides, as it always does, if it was ever there in the first place, the controls never seem to go away.
Yeah, but that's an interesting part, how that works. But anyway, how about some of the related and flashbacks?
I don't know if folks may recall this, but we'll provide the flashback link to MediaMonarchy.com, and I also have some videos and a ton of articles related to this. In 2009, on the 9/11 anniversary, Coast Guard drill causes 9/11 anniversary panic. This was a military drill going on just across the Potomac from where Obama was doing his first 9/11 anniversary events, I believe, near the Pentagon. This coming just a few months after their Air Force One fiasco, where they painted up jets to look like Air Force One for a photo opportunity and flew them near buildings in downtown Manhattan. So there are many, I think, plane into building kind of events that seem to cluster around certain dates. And that can, you know, has been gone over by the book Copycat Effect by Lauren Coleman. Not even a conspiratorial angle, but tying in and looking at the dates of these stories of all the kind of planes into buildings. So we see the precedents are there, James. So the threatiganda, you know, wouldn't work if there wasn't that little bit of reality to it that does, you know, scare people.
Well, certainly there are real government terrorists who are willing to do things like make drills that look like the real thing on the anniversary of the date and all sorts of stuff like that, shenanigans. So who knows what they'll try to pull out for this anniversary? Hopefully nothing, and hopefully everyone will be fine. But again, people have to be on guard, not against the mystical, magical boogeymen, but the fear itself, which they're trying to implant in us and ingrain in us, and which they'll undoubtedly be evoking with their nonstop 9/11 anniversary coverage over the next few days.
Maybe, who knows, maybe they'll be able to get Gaddafi on the anniversary, and they can kind of, you know, mark that notch in their belt. But James, let's move to our second story, which is a disgusting one. And this is the kind of thing that if you're not angry about this, as you know, the well-worn saying says, you're not paying attention. First responders decry exclusion from 9/11 ceremony. The first responders, those who aided selflessly on 9/11 after the explosion and implosion that pulverized those buildings into dust, they're not invited to this year's September 11th memorial ceremony at Ground Zero, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's office confirmed. It's a painful insult for many of the approximately 3,000 men and women who risked their lives, limbs, and lungs on that monumental day, puncturing another hole in a still searing wound. In the statement, Bloomberg spokesman Andrew Brent said the commemoration ceremony is for the victims' families. Quote, while we are again focused on accommodating victims' family members, given the space constraints, we're working to find a way to recognize and honor first responders, end quote. And they'll probably give them maybe some other day, some other location kind of event. John Feel and so many other folks who are first responders who have been fighting the good fight for now 10 years for just that little bit of respect to take care of these guys. More on this story and more on the petitions to generate interest and to gain admittance for so many of the first responders. And you can get more on this from 911blogger.com and world911truth.org. This, James, should show many folks, just as it does when our brothers and sisters come home from the meat grinder and they're not taken care of. They give their lives for something that was unfortunately a big lie pulled over everyone's eyes. And then they don't even take care of them when they come home.
Absolutely appalling, isn't it? I mean, no matter what you think about 9/11 or what happened on 9/11, everyone knows that the real heroes were the people rushing into those buildings to try to help others, and the people who lost their lives, and the people who lost their coworkers and their comrades in those buildings, who were really selflessly giving of themselves to go onto that pile and to try to get people out of there. I mean, just the most brave and heroic people you can think of, and to treat them like human garbage, and to keep them away from anniversary events, and to deny them healthcare, and to basically lie to them from day one with the air quality at Ground Zero. It's absolutely appalling and disgusting. And is it any wonder that people do question their governments when their governments treat their people like garbage like that, just human resources to use in whatever manner they want and to discard when they need to do it.
Well, and you unfortunately said it right there, garbage. Their remains were thrown in a landfill, starting just as you said on day one, lying about the air quality and destroying the crime scene and moving everything to the Freshkills landfill. It makes me ill, honestly, and it makes it hard to not swear about it, ultimately, that people should be pretty damn angry about this.
Yes, well, you'll excuse me if I'm not so articulate today, but I'm suffering from a severe case of outrage, as Cynthia McKinney once said, and I agree with that sentiment completely. It's difficult to even put into words how disgusting the treatment of the 9/11 first responders has been, and that's why 9/11 Truth has concentrated so much on trying to help the first responders and raise money for them. So it's always important to check out what 9/11 Truth groups are doing to raise money and awareness to these issues.
And so, speaking of that precisely, James, our third story will basically just run down a quick list of just a handful of what I'm sure are just a few of hopefully the hundreds and thousands of events that everybody around the world can take part in. Events for positive change, James, just as you were talking about. Events to hopefully take care of the first responders. Events to put commercials on television, to do so many of these other things. And you mentioned Cynthia McKinney, and the first event we'll mention is happening actually tomorrow, my time, September 8th in Montreal. Globalresearch.ca and Canadians for 9/11 Truth with Cynthia McKinney, Wayne Mattson, Michelle Chosadovsky, and many more. After 9/11, 10 years of war, and we'll provide the link to globalresearch.ca for more on that event. Of course, the folks at wearechange.org and their 9/11 10th anniversary Ground Zero New York City event. Come out wherever you are. And back in Canada, amazing, you know, and I love it. You see it all around the world. Canada is an amazing hotbed for 9/11 Truth and has been these last 10 years. TorontoHearings.org, in conjunction with the International Center for 9/11 Studies at ic911studies.org, They are holding hearings, and again, links provided for you. And remember Building 7. I apologize. Rememberbuilding7.org. The folks that were behind buildingwhat.org campaign from several months ago, trying to get print and audio and video commercials out to the folks in New York. And we'll provide the link for you yet again. I love their new campaign. It basically has the folks that are Air Force pilots, family members, and it says, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a father who lost his son on 9/11, like Bob McElvain, or I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You know, I'm an Air Force pilot, and my 30 years of experience show me that the story of 9/11 can't possibly be true. That, I find, again, is really effective, James.
Absolutely. Very powerful stuff. And we know that their last television advertising campaign did pay off in spades when they started to get a lot of mainstream press coverage. So once again, I hope people will support that. On the Global Research 9/11 conference, I did do a video for that conference that will be premiering there. That's, again, by the time you see this, I guess it'll be today, Thursday, September 8th. In the evening at Cinéma du Parc in Montreal. So if you're in that area, please go. The Toronto hearings will be taking place over the next few days. And if you're in Toronto, obviously, please go, or if you're in the area and can make it. And you can listen to an interview I did with Kevin Ryan recently for more on that. And with We Are Change, of course, always doing exciting stuff at Ground Zero. And I hope I'm going to be talking to Luke Rogowski in the next day or two. We're trying to set up a time, but it's difficult because he's obviously extremely busy preparing for all of the stuff going on at Ground Zero. So I hope to be able to get a video interview with him in the next day or two, and please look forward to that.
And I'll just make a quick mention. I know there is an event here in Portland, and again, hopefully there are more. Hopefully there are so many more that, you know, James, you and I, we couldn't even hope to possibly kind of get into. But maybe that would be a really constructive use of the comment section on this video here on YouTube, is to talk about events, is to talk about things going on, and to, again, we're not going to get anywhere by all the infighting and all of that garbage. And James, you and I, you know, both know that.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So tell us about what's happening in your area.
There's an event here in Portland. My man Clyde Lewis of groundzeromedia.org is having something here in Portland on 9/11. On this coming Sunday at 6 p.m., and I believe it may be broadcast live, and I believe I may have some kind of part of it, but ultimately, I'll just have to say, check out my upcoming show this Friday, and I'll have hopefully more details for you on MediaMonarchy.com.
All right, everybody, tune into Media Monarchy and subscribe to the Corbett Report, and that's it for us this week. So, James, good to be back, and I'm looking forward to it again next week.
It is very good to be back, and I appreciate it. And James, you know, being away, being on the hiatus, visiting family, and still seeing, you know, the amazing work you're doing. I love being able to come back to this, and I find it, you know, really amazing to be a part of this. So thank you.
Right back at you, kid. Take care.
You too.